Well, good morning. And perhaps I ought to say, you're still here. Now, why do I say that, Charlotte?
Friday was meant to be the end of the world.
Because Friday was meant to be, some people's eyes, the end of the world. Now, how had they arrived at that conclusion? I don't want a too detailed an analysis, but Timothy?
Some Mayan calendar said ended in 21st of December 2012, someone said the world was going to end.
About it, isn't it? Some Mayan calendar from thousands of years ago, which supposedly told us that the world would end on Friday, at 11 minutes past 11, I think, precisely, on the 21st of December. What happened? Molly? We lived through it, didn't we, Jess? We lived through it. I think I completely forgot 11:11. Had a cup of coffee or something. I don't know what I was doing quite then, but the time passed quite comfortably there. And here we are today. Well, don't want to worry you too much, but apparently some Mormon, present is in prison, never mind, long story that one, has predicted that the world will end today, the 23rd of December. And I think we can comfortably conclude we're going to get through that one. And similarly, well, we were told the world was going to end last year, sometime in May and sometime in October. And I dare say there will be various other people who will be telling us, oh, I don't know, that the world is going to end here, there and anywhere. So how should we react to all of these prophecies? How should we react to them, Molly?
Just ignore them.
What does the Bible tell us about the end of the world, Charlotte?
That only God knows when the world's
going to
end.
Only God knows when the world is going to end. No one knows the day or the hour. However, there is nothing new in this. In the New Testament times, Paul had to write to the church in Thessalonica and tell them, do not be so soon troubled in mind or spirit by some report, whether written or spoken, saying that the day of Christ had already arrived, that the resurrection had passed, as though some spiritual day had come that was like the end of all things. No, he said, and he actually told the church there, and we need to pay attention to this, that there are things that are going to happen before the end of the world, but that actually the church is going to be better placed, the true church, to spot those rather than the world out there. Because the world out there, about the end of the world, is going to be completely oblivious to it. Do you know what the Bible says? It says that they're going to be marrying, giving in marriage. They're going to be planting. They're going to be building. They're going to be trading. Now, if it is the end of the world, is it worth getting married? Is it worth building a building? Is it worth buying a field and planting in it? Is it really? Is that making economic sense there? What do we think? What do we think? There's a shake of the head there, and I think, not really worth it, is it? Not really worth any of those things, doing that, building bridges. Well, builders, bridges, well, that's a waste of time completely if the world's going to end the next. Ah, you see, because the end of the world for the unbelieving world is going to be like a thief in the night to them. It's going to suddenly happen and catch them out completely. They're not all going to be there standing at this French mountain, Pic de Bougarach, whatever it was there down in the south of France, waiting for some alien spaceship to appear. Or there they are on the Yucatan Peninsula, banging drums and blowing horns and geeing up themselves there for it. Oh, and this was interesting. Others were partying like mad. That's what the paper told me. Some were partying like mad. Interesting. Paul predicted that's how they would react. That's how they'd react. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, this is what they're going to say. He says, if there is no resurrection, well, we may as well say this. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. That's what they were doing. Exactly what he said they would do if they are people without any hope of the resurrection. Guess the majority of people have no hope of the resurrection. So they think that's the end of the world. Well, that's the end of everything. So what's their reaction? Well, we might as well just party here. No judgment, no hope, no restraint. Now we don't have to care about what other people think of us. We're just going to eat and drink. And that is precisely what a lot of people did. And I don't know whether the reporter realised that really what he was saying was already written in the Bible and that this was Paul's exact prediction of what they would do. There's a prophecy came true. But anyway, he wrote, or she wrote, precisely that thing. Well, that's the world. They are clueless. They are clueless. Sadly, many in the church are clueless. And do you know this? I mentioned it at Bible study. On the 12th of this month, 12, you see, the 12th month, 2012, 12, 12, 12. People get excited about numbers like this, they do. There in Orlando, in Florida, there was meant to have been some great outpouring upon the church, and we're never going to be the same again. There's going to be great miracles, and people are going to be raised from the dead, and this is going to sweep across the world and change everything. Oh, can you remember what happened on December the 12th? Can you remember? Well, Timothy.
Did they just shout a little louder than usual?
I think probably they did. False prophets, false signs and wonders, probably a lot of people lying on the floor, jiggling around, all shouting, screaming. But I can't even remember what I was doing on December the 12th. Now I'm mentioning it, can't even remember. There we are. False prophecies. And in China, apparently Chinese authorities, here you have to give them some wisdom on this, had to scotch rumours that female, a woman Christ, had appeared somewhere within China and was causing a bit of a stir. False Christ. Here he is out in the desert. There, here it is. She is, you know, in the inner rooms here. Read the Bible. That's what they do. This is what happens, not at the end of the world, but in the time leading up to the end of the world. All of this, shall we say, nonsense. Except the world out there takes it kind of a bit seriously. You know, it sort of edges a bit towards it. I wonder if it's true, actually. I wonder if this might happen here. And there's a bit of hysteria here, and people getting worked up there. And, you know, I don't know why they do it, but sort of storing up in their houses tins of beans to be able to survive it, as though this is going to somehow get them through into the other side. All kinds of strange ideas. Because somewhere, somewhere, people are afraid of the end of the world, and they are afraid of judgment, and they are afraid that there is perhaps something out there that they need to be thinking about or worrying about. Well, yes, if you're not converted today, you ought to be worrying too, because you do not know when it's going to happen. It's going to happen like a thief in the night to you. You're not sitting there waiting for it. The church, we're on our toes there. We'll be seeing things. Just to be honest, we're seeing some things, aren't we, that do just make us think, But we look forward to the end, actually. We're not afraid of it. We're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to heaven. We're looking forward to being with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a great day we're looking forward to. And we're trying to get our house in order and try to get our lives there right so that when we meet him, he won't sort of be looking at us and there were things in our lives that we could have done something about and didn't do anything about. No, we're striving for holiness, because we want to be able to come in with a great welcome received. But we'll be there. If we're Christians, we will be there. Not a day to fear, but a day to expect with joy and look forward to. But not for the world. They're right, in a sense, to be worried. And they're right, in a sense. And it's interesting. They get a bit of a stir, and there's a bit of interest, and people are kind of, what's going to happen? And relieved at the other side of it, that nothing did happen. But you see, I fear that one of the effects of all of these false prophecies and false prophets is that it actually detracts from the truth. It will actually confirm people in their state of slumber. That they begin to even think, if they think at all about the Bible, we don't have to worry about that, see? 21st of December came, there the Mayans, well, nothing happened. The Bible says about the end of the world, well, yeah, you know, well, that they will actually be confirmed in their slumber by these discredited prophecies and these discredited Christs and these discredited outpourings and all the things like that. No. We stay on tiptoe. Creation's on tiptoe. It's straining for that day. So should we be. Creation has to praise God. Well, how much more we with our minds and our Bibles that we can read? Be awaiting that day eagerly. So the world, I'm afraid, always gets it wrong. Do you know, in a sense, we go back to our theme, don't we, of the last few months, which was, Molly? The authority of the Bible. And here is a practical application of it. The authority of the Bible. Nobody knows the day or the hour. December the 23rd, December the 21st, December the 12th, October, whatever it was last year, May, whatever it was last year, and poor old Harold camping, stumping around with it. No. The authority of the Bible means we can be quite peaceful, quite settled, quite not caught up in any of this euphoria. We are not looking on these prophecies and thinking, we are looking at these prophecies and thinking, poor, poor world, they are deceived. And here is folly. And we have a straight course, not distracted, as Paul was saying, our minds are not troubled by this, our spirits a little bit weary of this, wary of this, I should say. No. The authority of the Bible works in these situations here, that we get on with our work. We planned a sermon for today, way before there, as it were, December the 21st. I expected, if God gave me health, that I'd be here today to preach it, and that you'd be here to listen to it, and that we wouldn't have seen the end of the world at 11 minutes past 11 on December the 21st. So the Mayans, they didn't know it. Neither do these prophets. They don't know it. Hold to the authority of the Bible, and you'll save yourselves a lot of futile worry and a lot of foolish thinking. The world, I'm afraid, is given to that. And we just had a little window into that, didn't we, over the last few days. Well, may God keep us firm and steadfast, immovable in the faith. And there the Bible is always the best guide on human nature, out there, as well as our hearts in here.